So we're back, and this has been a fun course to do with you. I've enjoyed every bit of it. We're today going to be talking about fellowship and hospitality boundaries. So Pam, why are boundaries part of this discussion? We're talking about how fellowship and hospitality are biblical mandates, and as ministry leaders, we want to be part of that. But now we're going to talk about how there are boundaries with fellowship and hospitality that are unique to doing effective ministry. So why are boundaries important?
Well, boundaries are for protection of, you know, whether it's relationships or it's your family, you know.
Ministry. Right.
Yeah, ministry boundaries. You need them, healthy ones in place.
And anytime fallen people get together.
Yes.
Right. In fact, there were problems in the early church.
Yes. 1 Corinthians 5, verse 1. It is actually reported that there is sexual immorality among you, and of a kind that does not occur even among pagans. A man has his father's wife, and you are proud. Shouldn't you rather have been filled with grief and have put out of your fellowship the man who did this?
Now, notice a thing that's fascinating is people get together. The early church had a lot of people get together. Salvation was being poured out. The devil, the spiritual warfare, of course, was there.
Yeah.
And you see a boundary. Notice the boundary there is, shouldn't you have been filled with grief and have put out of your fellowship
right.
the man who did this?
Right.
So there really is a sense where if you're not for the Lord, that you can't treat someone as if they're in the fellowship.
Well, right. They've broken that boundary again. Yeah. Discernment boundaries.
See that the spiritual warfare side of things for the protection. See the spiritual warfare side of things.
Yes.
For the protection of the church.
Colossians 4, verse 14. Our dear friend Luke the doctor and Demas send greetings. Then in 2 Timothy 4, verse 10. For Demas, because he loved this world, has deserted me and has gone to Thessalonica. Crescens has gone to Galatia and Titus to Dalmatia.
Notice there, Demas, who was in, and then was out. And so what the Apostle Paul, he's creating a boundary for everybody to know that Demas is not safe right now for the gospel.
Right.
Now, we don't know the full story
if
Demas...
So Demas did good things, and then it seemed like he caused a problem there.
Right.
And depending on timelines.
Right.
Timothy
so here's an example.
Back,
here's
though.
An example. Is we, in the whole alliance and license ordination, we say if somebody who's been licensed, ordained as clergy at Christian's Alliance, if someone... falls away or is not living life worthy, we have on our even website, please let us know so we take that person off the list.
Right.
That's a boundary.
Right.
We put names on a directory of people who have studied, who've been commended and recommended, but we also take names off if they are no longer walking with the Lord. Is it a perfect system? I don't know if it can be perfect, but I do know that when we find things out, we act
right.
on them.
Yeah, because if we're unaware, we...
We're unaware.
Right. But so that's where the imperfections may come
been,
in.
But, you know, but people have been taken off the list who were reported as not following the Lord. And we want that. And participate with us on that. If you know of someone who's not living to the guidelines, we want to know that.
Mm-hmm. Spiritual direction boundaries. Which way is the arrow pointing in the relationship?
Yeah. I mean, 2 Corinthians 4 or 6 verse 14, don't be yoked together with unbelievers, for what do righteousness and wickedness have in common? Now, a lot of times we apply that in the marriage relationship. Don't get married to someone whose arrow is pointing away from Christ.
Right.
But I guess that applies... I don't guess. I know. that it
applies. Well, yeah, it's that bad company corrupts good character kind of thing. You have to be careful.
Right.
You have to see if it's causing you to stumble or have issues, then you got to step back and go, okay, wait, what's going on here?
And I know in ministry over the decades that we've been involved with it, of people who, had, let's say I had a ministry, I know of one case in British Columbia where someone had a ministry to prostitutes, and you know, his ministry was very aggressive and some of the safe practices and boundaries, and eventually he left the Lord and became one with prostitutes, and he became very damaging. But when we looked at his life, we saw boundary violations occurred where, you know, that's not good. Oh, be careful there, and pretty soon.
Right, because it comes, it's a slippery slope then. More you start letting things slide or letting it go, the harder, quicker you
You know, and that's like a dramatic story.
Yeah.
But I even think, you know, we did a golf course evangelism class, Steve, Professor Elving and I, and, you know, and You know, I'm into golf, and you know, I have my friends, and one of the things that I always want to do is make sure that the boundaries of which way is the arrow pointing.
Right.
Like, I'm not going to go on that golf trip or do some things that, you know, I'm not interested in that.
Right.
But that would be an example where, but I could justify myself easily. Oh, I'm just going there for the gospel, honey.
Right.
then it's that.
Yeah.
Discernment, where we're conscious of we're in the world, not of the world.
Right.
We're reaching people. Which arrow is the way pointing? And we are not going to have an openness to get affected in our core belief of Jesus Christ. But are they following along? You know, I think you got the point that in the end, which way is the arrow pointing? And to not be yoked with unbelievers.
Right.
Do you have anything more to say about that? I think
we covered it.
Okay. Next. Oh, safe practice. Somewhat related.
Yes. Relational health boundaries, which is in the same
very much thing. Related.
Hebrews 13, verse 4. Marriage should be honored by all, and the marriage bed kept pure. For God will judge the adulterer and all the sexually immoral.
So meeting people, you know, we've had a practice where throughout my ministry I would not meet with a woman alone, you know, not go out to eat with somebody or at lunch or, but have a culture that doesn't even give the appearance of evil. And you had that too. You would not meet with a man alone.
Right.
And I think it's that kind of thinking that, you know, when we do hospitality or fellowship, that we are conscious that the devil was prowls around like a roaring lion
looking
for someone to devour.
Yeah.
So there's a sort of, a little bit of a fear, a holy reverence.
Be aware. Yeah.
To be aware that, you know, in the news, when we see news in the church about, you know, a minister who violated someone or bad report, and a lot of them developed because the boundaries broke down first.
Right. They had good intentions, perhaps, and then, then got unintentionally close and should not have.
Right.
Yeah, it's not the way to go.
No, it's not the way to go.
Yeah.
So, don't do that.
Not what the Bible wants.
Right.
Not what the Lord wants us
exactly.
to do.
Exactly. Well, here's another one. Abuse of productive community and
stewardship boundaries. 1 Timothy 5, verse 8, if anyone does not provide for his relatives, and especially for his immediate family, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever.
One of the things that we noticed, Pam and I noticed over the years of helping people and you know, even wanting to give to the poor in that, was we had to be very careful that we did not get caught up in basically hurting them with maybe some form of entitlement that actually hurt them from ever trying to do anything.
Right, right.
I remember, like, the first church plant, you know, giving people rides to this and doing that and doing that, and the church really stalled because we were so busy becoming a welfare program. Instead of, like, giving that person the skills to do that, we were sort of doing it for that person, and we hinted at that pit many times. So when you do hospitality, to find that boundary.
Right, it's finding that balance. Yes, help now, but how can we help them to help themselves, as you're saying, where
right.
they can grow, and you know, sometimes they need a little jump
right.
start, for sure.
And we're not talking about
yes.
somebody who is so disabled that they need constant care. So, you know,
no,
I want to
no,
be,
no, no.
you know, we're talking about,
situation.
No, we're talking about situations where there takes a little bit of discernment and stewardship boundaries. I guess maybe another way to put it is when in the book of Acts, when Peter met Simon the sorcerer, he definitely had a boundary that, no, this, not that. You can't profit from the gospel.
Right.
Or you can't use the gospel for your purposes.
Right, to benefit yourself in a way that's mm-hmm. to honor and glorify you.
Right. I remember one of the churches that we're at, there was a con man who would go to the churches to show how he needed $100. And he would go and it was doing, and it turned out that he had visited in the Chicago area, like 100 churches in the area. And while that man was meeting with our deacons, the police showed up.
Oh, wow.
This is, remember in
Elmhurst? I do remember that.
The police showed up.
And
it turned out
that
this was, you know, and here we were being hospitable, but we really, and then after that, we got a plan of like food vouchers. We had a plan that we were not
right,
going to give cash anymore.
Cash, yeah.
So we were being open. Or come to meet for training.
Right.
Or we're going to help you get a job. We're not going to just give you cash.
Yeah.
So, again, those are stewardship boundaries that are very, very important. You know, in a sense, boundaries are not meant to tie you down or to hurt your
right. They're
fun.
Not to limit your ministry either. They are more protection.
Yeah.
You know,
even
like
protecting the people that you're ministering
yes,
to.
Yes, for yourself and the people you minister
to. Yeah,
can
you imagine, like, if you went down a trail, let's say you're ministering to prostitutes, and then you eventually abused a prostitute, and now what would her view of Christianity be, that this person trying to minister to
right.
her ultimately tried to use her all in the name of, you know, ministry?
Right. No,
it hurts
good.
Them.
It,
so it hurts
good.
You as a minister. It hurts them
right.
as the person you're actually trying to minister to. And it's sad when you hear stories
yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
And we want to talk about this because at the end of the day, Jesus Christ is alive and real.
Yeah.
But so is the devil, who are like a roaring lion
right.
seeking to devour. So
yep.
the boundaries are there for your protection, not to be fought, but to be embraced with joy that God has a plan for you and your ministry.
Mm-hmm.